And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Addy Shilton.
And I'm Steffi Barnett. And today on the show...
I knew you would do that with a straight face. Go on, carry on.
And today on the show, the Brigstow Project.
Polly is here to talk about what they are up to and to dispel a myth or two. And Scar.
Rob and Alan join us to talk about why they've remixed their chart-topping hit, The Message.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, sorry, hello Ella, or should I call you Steffi now?
Well, no, I'm Steffi, I just have a cold, you see, it just makes me sound very different to normal, but actually it's just like, it is me, guys, it is me.
We shouldn't say, Steffi was going to be broadcasting with me, but she's just been covering 2 hours of drive time, so, and Ella walked in hyper as hell, so we went, yay, Ella, you can present instead, give Steffi a break. So.
Which, you know, it's unusual for me, I think, to be hyper as hell, normally I'm such a relaxed.
Yeah, relaxed. Yeah, right.
Honest,
easy girl.
I'm very zen.
Yeah,
I get my zen from you. That's how. Yeah, I know.
Hello to Tara and Lara.
Hello.
You just love seeing that, don't you? Yeah, Lara and Tara. Which way round should it be?
Have you missed it?
LT. TL.
LT. LT.
Terrible twosome.
Yeah, gruesome twosome.
Gruesome twosome, yeah.
So now, one of the things we've been a bit naughty and not really been pushing enough that we should be is BCFM is having a black tie summer party, all in aid of some fundraising. They're going to be launching the Bristol Diversity Awards at it. If you want to know more, just head over to bristoldiversityawards.co.uk, and there's also loads of stuff on BCFM's website about it. Basically, it's a big dinner thing, gala dinner,
it's
isn't it?
It's going to be so, yeah. Yeah.
And most of the shout-out team are going to be there as well.
I'm super excited. It's going to be fancy. And it's not just going to be fancy, because, you know, there's fancy stuff.
I'm
and then
so
there's
fancy. That kind of fancy.
Exactly. But, you know, sometimes there's fancy stuff and then it's kind of a bit of a letdown because they don't care that much about the diversity side of things. So it's pretty nice to have something in Bristol that's fancy, that's big, that's posh, that's swanky, that's sparkly, and also actually cares about representing all of our community and not just the ones that look like certain presidents of the United States.
You just like dressing up, Bella, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Getting your sparkle on.
I should point out, Ella does scrub up very well, as we found out at the British Podcast Awards, didn't we?
Yes, indeed.
Dressed up for that one.
So I did. Good. I may or may not have been wearing red stilettos in McDonald's.
You
know, other fast food restaurants are available.
I think your shoes are off. They're a bit too high.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, it is well worth it. And all the money that is raised is going to go to helping keep BCFM on the air. So it's not a cheap one. It's £50, but it includes a full-on meal as well.
That's pretty good value.
It's actually very good
but
value.
Anyone can come.
Black tie.
Anyone can come. Yeah, you need to book in advance. You need to get your tickets in advance. So there's loads of detail. We'll make sure we put them up on the show as well, because we won't have enough time. If we've got time, I'll tell you at the end of the show. But well worth going to, so...
Foxy.
Yes. Now, talking of events, it's time for... you are going to become a terrible twosome, aren't you? It's
just...
So this week's Out Shout with Lara and Tara. And then we're going to find out which
I'm
way
back.
Round it is. Who's going first?
I am.
So it's Lara and Tara.
First. Yeah, Lara and Tara.
Right.
You first.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say something. Oh, no, I can't.
Family show.
So this is a Tom of Finland premiere in Gear at Woolshed. Woolshed has set aside an area for people going in full gear. The UK Leather Society are going to be there as well from 7. Starts at 7:30 and ends at 11. And tickets are available if you go onto the Facebook group. You can go through the link there. And yeah, it's all about the man who started, like, who was an artist within the LGBT plus society and started the whole. Ellen knows more about it than me.
Well, I'm actually off to see it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to go in gear?
I'm going with my husband. Probably not. But I think he's going in his leather jeans.
Oh, I hope so.
Trousers. I forget which way. We had an argument about that earlier. I can't remember which one. But yeah, no, Tom of Finland was born in the 1920s. And throughout a lot of time, gay men were seen as the stereotypical camp that you saw on TV and heard on radio and the like. And Tom of Finland was actually, he wasn't called Tom of Finland. That was his kind of pen name because he didn't want to give away what his actual name was. But he started doing drawings that kind of made gay men more masculine and became very famous for it. And there's loads, if you just Google Tom of Finland on the images, you'll see tons of them, and they're absolutely amazing.
I'm really excited about the trailer for that film as well. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's a history of his life, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of a biopic, as I understand it. So, first of all, if you're not familiar with his art, this is a great way to engage. Mm. And second of all, if you are familiar with his art, it looks like a really nice way to get an intimate portrait of the man himself and what was kind of happening in the world that he was living in.
Yeah. But to touch on that, Swarm, which is Southwest Rubber Men, and Leather West, which is the kind of Bristol's leather social group. Both of them are organising events to go. Swarm's had it kind of arranged for several months. I know there's a whole load of them coming down. Yeah. So, and it is a kit, but they do say please keep it decent because obviously you are in public. Mm. But you are allowed to wear your kit and go and see the cinema show.
Yeah, so it's the UK Leather Pride team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be good.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the other one is the members. So members have got on August the 16th, the Summer Drinks Take Two. And that's at the Square Club, which is 15 Birka Square in Bristol. And there's a... So the plans for drinks at Terrace. And the event is... Oh, gosh, it's one of those days, isn't it? So the event is 8 p.m. on Wednesday 16th of August at the Square Club. It's Come and Mingle, like-minded men. So it's bi and gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Members is a networking group, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. Kind of, I want to say business network. It's not really business.
It's a social. Kind of like it's social and business. It's a bit like Indigo, really. So it's
Indigo is for women and members is for men.
So if you buy,
So I think they actually allow. I think both of you them allow you to.
Yeah, I think it's friends, isn't it? It's friends are allowed. Yeah. So absolutely. So it's a Square. It's Come and Mingle, like-minded men for Bristol, and Bath Scene. There's a no charge at the door, two cocktails for one before 9 p.m.
Well,
so there
two
we go.
One.
Two
That's for my one. Kind of thing. Sing to me.
You might not get in.
Oh, probably not.
Likewise, I won't. So, but it's a should a hold event inside as normal if the weather's not suitable. There's outdoors as well. It's member attendees come from diverse range of backgrounds, so it makes networking interesting, stimulating, and fun. So
yeah, I've not been to Square Club yet.
No, neither.
So I must go.
So yeah, so and so it's on the Facebook site. Mm. So if you want to go on Facebook and search for members.
If I know members as well, they've usually submitted it to our website. So you might see the event up on there as well.
And it finishes at 11:30, so you can get home in time before midnight and get ready for work the next day if you want to as well.
I thought you were the party animal that stayed out all night. I remember that from Pride.
Do you know what? Pride destroyed me.
Did it?
I've not been the same since, let's be honest.
How many weeks did it take to wash the glitter out?
I mean, it took about a good 2 weeks to wash the glitter out. And my girlfriend yesterday was like trying to peel it off my face. I was like, oh my god, it's still there. It's like creeping up everywhere just to annoy her. So
hello, Lara's girlfriend.
Hello.
Do we have a name?
Zoe.
Hello, Zoe.
But glitter is the most amazing thing. So Bristol
it is, but it gets everywhere.
Yeah, it
Bristol
does Mind get everywhere.
It's like the peanuts that you put out on New Year's Eve that you keep finding in every nook and cranny for 3 months after.
I know, and
the worst one is those party popper discs that come out.
The Hoover just cannot suck up.
Yeah. So I'm okay with glitter, but those little disc things, I cannot stand
for frustrating.
You know, you make jokes about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and I'm pretty sure that those are pestilence coming on us. Surely.
So frustrating.
So cool. Right. Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's really mental. And her song comes up. A new one I found.
Yeah,
it's nice, isn't it? So we got some from our friends coming up later from Scar, which Rob and Alan are in the show later. We got their new The Message 50. They've got some really good news about that coming up later.
I mean, that sounds incredibly tantalising. Yeah, I want a time machine so I can hear both parts of the show at once.
So we will get there. So anyway, now joining us again is a friend of the show. You've been on a few times now, haven't you, Polly?
I have, yeah. Frequent.
Frequent. But you're from the Brigstow Project, which we've talked to you guys before. I'm going to do the same as we do. I know we do this every single time, but there's always new listeners listening. So very quickly, for those who've never heard of Brigstow, give them kind of synopsis of what you guys get up to.
So we offer support and advice to people living with HIV, and we also offer HIV awareness training over a few different projects. So that could be peer support, it could be long-term support, it could be newly diagnosed sessions, but yeah, all geared toward improving the life of people living with HIV.
Cool. With you, David's joining us as well.
Hi,
David. So first off, I have no idea why I'm asking this, because I have no notes apart from to ask Polly. It says, ask her about the Red Run.
The Red Run, yeah. So it's something that I wanted to come up and chat to you guys about. I know that this feels really in advance, but we're starting to talk about World AIDS Day.
Right.
Which is in December. It's in December.
It's all right. We've already mentioned the C word on this show. The number of days. I get told off by the husband every time we do. So you're allowed to start mentioning December.
Okay. I've been given the green light to talk about the Red Run. So the Red Run is a yearly event. It happens in London, and it's a 5 or 10K fun run in order to raise funds for HIV services.
Oh, right.
And Brigstow this year have been invited to get involved in it. And we're going to put on a bus from Bristol to London for any runners who want to come and raise money for Brigstow. It's happening on the 26th of November. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be really, really good fun. They've got, you know, as well as the run, they've got a giant heated teepee. They're going to have
amazing
bits of their...
Is this in the middle of London?
Middle of London, East
London.
They've
got London, a giant teepee.
Giant heated teepee. Yeah, and Horse Meat Disco are going to play.
Oh, they're brilliant.
They're brilliant.
They've been here in Bristol a few times, I think, Horse Meat Disco, haven't they?
Really good. Yeah. Going to make you move, yeah. So I wanted to just say, for anyone who wants to get involved in that, it's going to be cool. We're going to get a bus down together Sunday 26th of November. Loads of info is on our Facebook page and our website, and we'd love to have you along, because, you know, funds are scarce to come by at the moment, so it would be a really
we'll come on to that in a minute. What we must make sure we do then is make sure we get the event up on our website, so that people want to find it, we can link to it.
That would be amazing. I will send you some info.
So now that brings us on to another point, because of course fundraising has been quite a hot topic this year, really, hasn't it? I remember that there's been a lot going on with like some rather fraught meetings at the council and the like. What's happened with Brigstow?
So I think the last time I was on here, it was in January or February, and we were talking about a proposal that the council made to cut our support service completely. Fortunately, that option is now... Well, it's still alive, but they have reconsidered how they're going to process these cuts.
Right.
And we are now in consultation with the council about how much cuts we'll receive, if that makes sense. So it could be between 25% and 100%. It's still big. We're still a little bit worried about it, but people can get involved in the, you can give your opinions basically on how the council should those cuts should fall.
Because there's been a recent consultation happened, hasn't there?
So the 2nd of August was a public consultation with at Bristol City Council. David was there as well, actually. And a couple of commissioners listened to the voices of people living with HIV, their experiences, their opinions on the needs for those services, in order to inform the decisions they're making around these cuts.
Well, and that's kind of why you're here, isn't it, David? Because it was with the Brigstow Project that helped you, correct me if I'm wrong, was it?
Yeah, no, I stumbled along Brigstow at a time when I needed some help. To be honest, I kind of more got involved as a volunteer from the beginning. I wasn't really a service user. I joined the Peer Mentor Program, so I'm a positive person. And I see like another positive person like once or twice a week for up to 6 months, just give help and advice and someone to talk to, and often it's just what someone needs.
Yeah, well, I was going to, because there will be people who are listening who genuinely won't know, you know, what you go through when you get diagnosed and the kind of services you need. I mean, what kind of, without naming names, obviously, because we're not allowed to, but what kind of things do people come to you and ask you for help with?
No, for a lot of people that are newly diagnosed, it can just feel so isolating. Right. Like today, the medication is amazing, and most people can live quite happy, healthy lives. But the real issue that people face is stigma. And for someone newly diagnosed, often they just don't know how to talk about it, don't have anyone to talk about it. A lot of the people that I see have not spoken to another positive person. So I think it's just really good for them to actually have a peer that they can just talk about and say whatever they think and not feel judged.
Cool. Because that does bring up to one of the other topics we want to talk to you about, because there's always been this whole myth about what undetectable means and the like. And I believe, based on recent research, they're pretty much 100% convinced that if you are undetectable, that you can't pass it on to anyone.
Yep, that's completely true. If the evidence shows from the partner study that someone that's been on effective treatment for 6 months, that's had an undetectable viral load for 6 months, there is no evidence of anyone ever passing on the virus. It's, yeah, basically proven to be impossible.
It's fact, yeah. And the World Health Organization now is getting behind the undetectable equals untransmittable campaign.
Really?
So they're lobbying it. It's that good.
So it kind of really enforces that message that we've talked about it many times on Shout Out. You can get tested regularly, because it's when you don't know that you're most likely to pass it on, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's safer, we would say, to have unprotected sex with someone who knows their status and is on effective medication than it is with someone who doesn't know their status. Mm. So yeah, get tested.
Yeah. Yeah, and we should point out, it's not just HIV, there are other things out there.
Yes.
So do practice safe sex.
Yes.
But yes, it is good to know your status. So,
which I guess it feels is one of the reasons that fighting stigma is so important. Because if you're a person, and I don't know, I suppose I've only understand this from survivors and positive people's testimonies. But as I understand it, if you feel like you can't talk to anyone about your illness and you can't talk to anyone about medication or how you're feeling about it, then that's the point where you start becoming a vulnerable person who might feel like they're on their own, might not even want to seek help because they might feel embarrassed or ashamed of seeking that help.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I was wondering, because obviously in this consultation you said that people, service users, gave testimonies.
Yeah.
I know Ivan was there, and he's probably going to share some information about it, but can you give us a bit of a picture of what kinds of things people were saying, and tell us and tell the people listening right now, like, why does the council need to not cut this service? We know, but sell it.
Okay. It was, I mean, in that room, that consultation, it was heated. You know, it was a lot of emotion flying around, and people were talking about very difficult times in their life. And I will totally mirror what David was saying earlier about, you know, feeling lonely and feeling isolated, but if that help isn't there from the beginning, you can imagine feeling lonely and isolated can lead to losing your job, can lead to losing a tenancy. So we've had people that, you know, we have literally stopped from being homeless. I feel a bit weird me saying it, but there have been people there that's just said, you know, Brigstow have saved our lives, actually, at a time when we've really, really needed them.
That must be quite humbling for you.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah, it was really.
Plural, as in like a Brigstow. It must be really nice to know that the service has that much of an effect.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and hearing that, actually, it was emotional, and it made. Yeah, I felt valued as a project. You know, as a project. Yeah.
Then I have to ask, maybe David, as a mentor, as someone working with the charity and as a volunteer, you said from the very start. I want to know, how do you feel about this decision that the council's making to make these cuts?
I'm devastated. It's something that I found personally very hard to deal with over the last few months, because I see every day the difference that Brigstow makes to people's lives, the difference that having a mentor like makes, the difference that having housing support. Like, so many of my peers would not be healthy and happy and taking their medication every day and in a stable position in their lives if it wasn't for Brigstow. And like, I think that having a core service in a city is 100% necessary. For some of the size of Bristol, it's almost ludicrous to suggest that it should be closed or cut down significantly. Bristol's a high prevalence area. More and more people are getting infected. If anything, they should be increasing the funding.
like, as a young person, whilst I really was happy to learn that the council had been giving funding to the charity, and as a person who is actually fairly removed, I have to say, from like the HIV positive community, I can't help but worry that there feels like this issue of silence. And if the council isn't visibly supporting or giving money, there was something really nice about the idea that you could see that your local government was supporting people who lived with HIV, and there's a feeling of kind of stepping back and dissociating. And I don't know if I'm making that up as someone who just doesn't know much about it, but I have to say that that's what I feel, and I wonder if you feel that.
I would say I certainly feel like... Like, on one hand, I feel like that's what my council tax payment is for. It's to provide, for the city to provide services to people that can be in vulnerable places that need help.
Well, in an ideal world, surely the council should be running this themselves, not relying on giving you guys a donation to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit to and fro with that. We get local authority funding for certain services,
right?
Which do fall under the council's responsibility to take care of their citizens. But we also, through other funding, grant funding, can kind of have other services associated with us, say like a migrant and refugee specific service, which is funded through other funding streams. I would say that it is the council's responsibility to take care of people living with HIV, especially when they're vulnerable. And I think that the funding that they're proposing to cut is a massive chunk. It's a big core of what we receive. And it enables us to do those added extra things that we get other bits of funding for. Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed. I think it's going to be a little while before we know the outcome, isn't it? So
consultation closes on the 5th of September. There's still a chance for anyone out there listening who feels moved by this or wants to add their voice to the consultation to do so.
Right.
So we have a link, which is again on our website and our Facebook page, and I'll give to you after, which is an online survey, and you can fill that out with, you know, anything that you think, any ideas that you have, kind of protecting HIV services or whatever you think. And you can also write to your local councillors and the council in this time, and they will take all of our opinions on board. So the time to speak up about it really is now, if you want to. Consultation will close on the 5th of September, and we will know, I think, within the month after that what kind of decision will be made.
Well, in the meantime, I know you're also looking for... We're rapidly running out of time, so I'm going to try and get this in, but I know you are looking for volunteers to help as well, aren't you?
Always, yeah.
Always.
Always. A few different volunteer opportunities at Brigstow. So if you're living with HIV and wanted to support somebody who also is, you could do what David does as a mentor. And the next training's in September, so the time to get, again, hold of us for that would be now. But we also have other opportunities in publicity and campaigning, administration. You could fundraise for us. So many ways to get involved. So, yeah, get in touch.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you again, as always.
And, Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Find out what's going on. Fingers crossed, I really hope that they don't cut your funding. But I'm sure we'll talk to you nearer the time when it happens. And, David, thank you for coming in as well. It's been really nice to hear from someone who's actively out there mentoring people as well. So now stay with us. News is coming up next. You're listening to Shout Out,
the Shout Out podcast.
It's got to be done, that one. Oh, sorry. Terry and Lucy are in here now for the news. So I don't know if you heard it. Glenn Campbell's passed away,
hasn't
he? So,
yes.
It was quite funny because I was looking for songs in the charts, and of course, as often happens, because he's passed away, it's up there in the charts.
Is this going to the charts?
Good idea. Yeah, so I nabbed it and thought we'd play it on the show.
And the Wichita Lineman, that's a lovely song as well.
I am a lineman for the county.
There we are. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think I've been hanging around for the country western show for too long. I'm just picking these things up.
So are you listening, Mr. Lyons? You got competition here. So anyway, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 10th of August.
The New Musical Express reports that Pussy Riot will be playing a gig in Bristol this November. The Russian agit-prop punk band were persecuted by the Russian government and the increasingly strident Orthodox Church in 2013, with several members serving jail terms. Give them a warm welcome to Bristol and thank them for their feminist and LGBT campaigning in a difficult environment. They will be playing the Marble Factory in the city on 18th of November.
The socialist magazine Red Pepper features Somerset Member of Parliament Jacob Rees-Mogg in its new issue, which is out this week. Mr. Rees-Mogg has made their Know Your Enemy column, where Red Pepper points out that as a Catholic conservative, he has opposed abortion, women's equality measures, and voted against most LGBT reforms since he was first elected.
Two newspapers from different parts of the political spectrum reported at the weekend on the fallout from the Charlie Gard case, in which the NHS had argued that a baby with severe congenital diseases should be permitted to die peacefully. Liberal internationalist paper The Guardian interviewed a health worker who said that the entire case had been manipulated by religious fundamentalists from the United States, who used it as a front for their anti-abortion agenda. The left-wing newspaper, The Weekly Worker, agreed, adding that anti-feminist groups such as Operation Rescue had circled like vultures over the whole affair.
Dissident radio station Radio Free Europe, which broadcasts to Eastern Europe and Central Asia via Germany, reports that the Russian state is trying to deport a gay journalist with the opposition newspaper Novaya Gazeta, which is one of the few independent media operating in Russia. The journalist, Ali Feruz, is being held in a detention centre and is threatened with deportation to Uzbekistan, which has few protections for dissidents or human rights campaigners. The case has been taken up by international organisations working for free media and those that support journalists in trouble. Visit our website for a link to petition supporting Ali. And latest breaking news from Gay Star News indicates that the deportation has been put on hold for now.
The Irish World newspaper reports on the recent television appearance of the new Taoiseach, that is, Prime Minister. Openly gay Leo Varadkar, who is also the Republic's first leader from an ethnic minority, is said to have made a good impression when appearing on the country's top-rated political talk show on the network TV3. Mr. Varadkar said that he represented the much-neglected Irish middle class and also spoke out about the UK's decision to leave the European Union.
A short tribute will be paid at the weekend to Britain's first out gay radio disc jockey. Radio enthusiasts will be gathering in Clacton-on-Sea at a convention to mark the 50th anniversary of the Broadcasting Offences Act, which aimed to shut down Britain's offshore and land-based pirate radio stations. This proved ultimately unsuccessful, and unlicensed stations flourished over the following 40 years. Roger Day, who worked for Bristol's first commercial radio station, Radio West, will lead a memorial reflection dedicated to Tony Allen. Tony started his career at the tender age of 16 on Radio Scotland. He worked as a continuity announcer for the Grampian ITV region for a while, but for much of his career was employed by pirate stations. In 1973, whilst working for Radio Caroline, he came out to listeners and invited gay men to write into him. This was pretty radical, even by the standards of the progressive Caroline output. Nevertheless, Tony stayed with them through the 70s before, in 1981, joining Dublin's Radio Nova, which survived raids by the Garda and even jamming by the Irish state radio network to break the monopoly of RTE on Irish radio. Radio Nova would, after many years, be allowed to broadcast legally. Tony Allen passed away from cancer in 2005, but his legendary smooth voice jingles are still in use by the various stations for whom he worked.
Research suggests that LGBT people are statistically more likely to take an interest in ethical campaigning issues such as vegetarianism, fair trade, and international development. We are also more likely to be vegans, that is, people who don't eat any animal-based product, do not use any toiletries with animal ingredients, and who usually do not wear leather, although this is debated within vegan circles. Now, Michael Broadhead has written an opinion column for Gay Star News, bringing the vegan and LGBTI movements together, advocating that people who are interested in animal rights should be natural supporters of the campaign for LGBTI human rights. Visit our website for a link to his article, and you can also have your say on this idea. We've also popped some links to vegan campaigns in case you want to learn more. Bristol Pride has already forged some links with the green and vegan movements, championing ethical recycling and linking with the local vegan shop, VX, for some spectacular junk food.
Made me hungry. For these new stories and more from the LGBT universe, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Lucy Potter
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Now, I don't know if I did that the right way around and had that playing as they came in, or I should have played that afterwards, but because Rob's here and he's going, oh, dear, that's not compressed correctly.
Yes, it was done in a bit of a hurry.
So anyway, the voice that you were hearing there is Rob, and Alan's here as well, and together you're collectively known as Scar, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's the combination of our initials.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Alan Coulthard and Rob Sainsbury. Yeah.
Ah.
Abba Stiley.
Yeah.
So, you've muddled them around a bit.
We muddled them around, just to confuse everybody.
It wouldn't have been a very good ring if it was in the right order, if you know what I mean.
So, no, that's a slightly different mix of your song. Because, people that came to the Shout Out Listeners Awards will remember that you came and very kindly performed that for us, didn't you? But it was missing certain bits of that.
Yes, yeah, we had a bit of a chop and change. At those awards, I sang it on my own, and initially on the record, the very initial one we had last year, we had a drag queen with us, Dusty O. But we've now moved on. He doesn't want to perform it all the time, so I sing it on my own, basically. But yeah, Alan will fill you in on all the changes.
Yeah, what happened is I went to lunch with a friend of mine, and she said, well, why don't you remix it or re-release it to tie in with an anniversary? And the next morning, I was literally watching BBC, and I saw that there was an interview with somebody about the 50-year anniversary of the partial decriminalisation of homosexuality. So then I rang Rob excitedly and said, well, why don't we remix the message? And literally the next evening I came down to Rob's place and he recorded it. And I wrote some bits for the chorus, and Rob had a great idea for the intro, didn't you, Rob?
Yes. And I'm really happy with the results, by the way. But my initial reaction was, oh no, what are we doing? Are we going back to this again? But after I saw Alan's ideas, I thought, this is great. This really does mean something now.
Yeah, and then it moved on because we thought, well, why not find a charity that people are really concerned about? And the Chechnya charity was the one that I was concerned about and Rob was concerned about.
Yeah.
And then the final chain, really, was to turn it into a Band-Aid style release.
No, so this is a bit people don't know.
People don't know this.
We told them some bits because we played the song last week when we were recapping a lot of the Western Prize stuff. But go on, carry on, because it's going to have another kind of remake.
We may well use that version on the CD, or we may tinker around with it. But actually, it's going to be re-recorded with lots of gay-friendly artists. We can't actually give you any names at the moment, but the idea is they're all going to come to a studio in Manchester on the 28th of August, and there's lots of events in Manchester at that time, so they'll all be in the area. There's Manchester Pride, there's the Livewire event.
Well,
yeah.
Pride,
and we've also got a Cheer Up event, which is a Stock Aitken Waterman Appreciation event on the 27th, so it's the perfect time to have everyone come to a studio in Manchester, and we're hoping to video it as well. So.
Yeah, it seems to be happening quite naturally. There's a lot to take on board. I'm trying to do my day job, so is Alan. He's managing it very well as like the operations manager. And we've had to enlist help as well. And people have been very good. They said, well, can we help you? And so we've literally passed a list of invitations with the letters saying, please come and join us on this charity record. It's so worthwhile. It is for the Chechnya cause, because we don't believe it's reached the media properly for anyone to really feel.
It's been quite, I mean, for people listening who hear you talking about it, they'll be like, what is it? Do you want to give a quick, kind of very quick synopsis of what it is?
I mean, in a synopsis, people in Chechnya, gay men, are being abducted from their homes and tortured and actually killed in some cases. Quite dreadful. And Rob,
is it Amnesty International? One of them's
they are getting involved.
Label who they are that they're taking as well, because Chechnya is just denying all knowledge of it.
Amnesty International is a general charity, but we decided to approach two specific gay-related charities,
right?
ILGA Europe
and Stonewall.
And Stonewall.
ILGA are saying ILGA Europe are saying they've raised money to directly support victims with the focus on ensuring the safety and security of those fleeing the area, middle to longer term, sorry. Specifically, funds are being used to support and of the resettlement of perceived gay and bisexual men fleeing Chechnya.
Yeah, because people to point out, you don't have to be gay, they just have to think you might be.
And yes, exactly, it's outrageous.
Up. Yeah, it's like we were 50 years ago.
Yes,
which exactly. brings the whole, this is why the whole message thing clicked with us. We thought we can make this work to help other people. It just thought, well, why don't we make this a charity record and see who's on board? So it's, like I say, very early days, but the enthusiasm is growing massively. And I'll just say very quickly, we can't say names because it's not fair on the people that have signed up already. But we've got a list as long as your arm of people in our community that you've seen on the news, you know, A-listers, B-listers, C-listers, whatever you want to call them, interested. And we're so excited. Every day I'm getting messages from Anna saying, they've said yes, they've said yes. And it's getting so exciting. So we really cannot help.
So are you gonna let us have a preview when it's ready?
We certainly will. And actually, one thing we can tell you is the name of the group, which is going to be Listen Without Prejudice, which is
one of George
Rob's idea, actually, inspired by the George
I was thinking
album.
What a shame he's not with us, and I would have loved to have asked him. I reckon he might just have said yes. You've got to dream big.
Well, we did find out after he died, of course, he'd been given a lot to courses and the like, so it's the kind of thing he probably would have done, said don't mention me,
or even if we could have said, look, please can we use this title, it does link to you, but it also does stitch the whole project together for us.
Yeah, so do we have a rough date when it's going to be out?
Well, hopefully early September. I mean, there's a big turnaround needed. 28th of August is the recording date. We've invited Steffi up as well.
That's very quick, isn't
it? She's coming up on behalf of, hopefully coming up on behalf of Shout Out.
Oh, brilliant.
Be very welcome.
Brilliant, cool.
Well, you can come as well if you want, Andy.
No, I'd love to. Any excuse to go to Manchester, I quite like
Manchester.
So, but how is it going to be, how are you going to be able to buy it? Is it iTunes and the like, or CDs?
As I say, it's very early days. It was 2 weeks ago that we had the idea. It's very early days.
So I'm putting you on the spot, basically.
You are, but the idea is that in an ideal world, once we get some really big names, hopefully a major record company, we can license it to them and they'll make sure it gets out in sufficient numbers to satisfy demand.
We have been investigating ways that we can do it ourselves.
Yes, we will do it ourselves.
We're hoping this does create enough interest that the big guys do step in to help us.
Cool. So listen, as soon as we've got it, we'll get it onto BCFM's playlist, and we can even send it out to all the other stations that happily support Shout Out, so that we can get it playing for you, get it some airtime.
That'd be wonderful. Thank you very much.
I mean, I could just quite happily listen to you singing all day, so I don't mind playing it.
Kind of you indeed.
But there'll be lots of female singers on it. I can say that much, as well as Rob.
Now, very quickly, because we are totally out of time, but if anyone wants to find out more about Scar, I know you've got a website, haven't you?
We have, at scar100.com.
Yeah, or scarrecordslimited.com as well.
Brilliant. I think it's scarrecords.com, I think. There's no limit.
You're right. He's absolutely right.
So, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Make sure we put the links on our website as well. So if you're like listening on a podcast or something and you haven't got a pen, you can go to the website and you'll get it as well. So it's been lovely to catch up with you both. And best of luck. And hopefully it sounds like we'll actually be able to hear some of the behind the scenes.
Which would be great.
And just very quickly, there is going to be another recording of one other track as well. We can't tell you what it is. A surprise track. So it's going to be two tracks.
Cool. Well, listen, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's I Want You to Know versus Forever Young. And that's a DMC remix, which is what Alan was, of course, famous for. So,
yes, he was. He was one of the original startups.
Playing with your... No, I won't say that.
Don't start me off.
Are you playing with your windshield?
Well, it's hardly a windshield. In fact, we could do with a bit of wind in this.
It's rather hot, isn't it? So we're still in Studio 2 for listeners at home. Studio 1's having a good old revamp at the moment. There's nothing in it. All the wires being stripped out and everything. So, but it's good. It's what you have to do. Community radio and all that. So now we're talking to community radio, and we were talking about it at the top of the show. It is our black tie event for BCFM, sponsored by the Royal Air Force.
Yes.
Saturday the 19th of August. It's from 7 o'clock. It's going all the way through to 1, but it includes like big posh dinner and like it's actually black tie. You have to kind of like dress up
and entertainment.
I mean, you say black tie, but I have to ask, especially if it's sponsored by the Royal Air Force, does that mean that we can expect men and women in uniform?
Well, you have to buy a ticket and come see, won't you?
Do you know what? I think I will.
Are you going to borrow a uniform?
Do you know what? I have a tailored uniform. I used to work for the RAF reserves for a bit. I can fly a plane.
Oh, there you go.
Love love the RAF.
So, now, if you are interested, tickets are £50 a person, which isn't expensive when you consider it includes a full-on massive great meal as well, and any of the funds that are raised are going to help keep BCFM on air. To buy your tickets, go to bcfm10-blacktie.eventbrite.com, and we'll stick that up on our website as well. It'll be lovely to see some of you there. A lot of the shout out team are going to be there. Ivan's got half his gang coming, and they've got tables booked and all sorts. So
I swear, half the BCFM people are basically local celebrities anyway. You want to meet Neil Maggs from the sports bar? Of course you do, of course you do. You want to meet Pat Hart from One Love Breakfast?
Him and Sherry are presenting it, aren't they?
Who's Pat Hart?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, I hear he's this funny guy. He's really funny.
So, but yeah, no, it does. It includes a three-course meal, and of course, they're going to be announcing the, well, launching, I think it's probably a better phrase, the Bristol Diversity Awards, which kind of were initiated, inaugurated, whatever you want to say, kind of this year, weren't they?
Yes,
as part
they
of the 10th
were,
birthday.
Yep.
If you're ever a person who's looked at the amazing, creative, brilliant stuff going on in Bristol and said, you know what, I love this, but it needs a little bit more diversity, maybe that's why you're listening to Shout Out, because, you know, I want a little bit more diversity in my creativity.
Yeah, but not just
Bristol,
we love
it.
You.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's not just Bristol, it's beyond
my
Bristol's
boundaries.
My husband
streams over your voice, you do know that, don't you?
That's my alter ego, that's the other Steph Barnett.
I am the other Steph Barnett, I have come down from above in the skies, I don't know what I'm doing.
Does that make you radio wifey number two?
Well, I've got three radio husbands, you being one of them, Ivan and Ian Pinkney. Now I've got radio missus.
Put up with me all these years, Steph.
But you know what? I want to say, keep the lights on, get those tickets, come to our diversity awards because they're brilliant.
Yes.
But also, we've been talking about Bristow today, and we've been talking about, you know, if you want to get your voice heard about funding, put on your red ribbons. You know, we're talking about silence, we're talking about
Bristow,
being seen.
Yes.
Yeah. Wear your red ribbons. Show your support for people living with HIV and the funding that's given to them. Mm. You know, if you feel strongly about it, wear those red ribbons. Wear them around Bristol. Make sure that people can see you.
They are really nice people at Bristow. Really, really nice. So we've had Polly on several times.
She's
it's always
back.
A pleasure. I'm sure
she's
she is.
Back in September.
Yeah. We're hoping we can find out a bit more about the funding and whether it's.
Yep, that's why I invited her back. She's coming back in September.
And a little birdie let loose on air that you're popping up to go backstage of the recording of this song.
I've been persuaded.
Oh my.
You've been persuaded.
Because there might be some famous people up there, other than myself, of course.
They're all going to be swooning over you, Steffi, obviously.
Well, obviously, everyone's heard of me.
Are you singing too?
Am I
singing on the radio? On the record?
The only thing I've got that's good, I've got a face for radio. My voice is not good for radio and is certainly not good for singing.
I will not hear my radio wife talking like that about herself. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, bless you, darling.
Here we go. Domestic on air. Oh, dear. You two do make me laugh. Still. Anyway, clear my throat, because we've got an ending jingle coming up any second. So, but yeah, no, buy your ticket. I promise you, we'll make sure that we put the links up on our website for everything, so that if you want to go buy a ticket, you can do. So I think I need to book mine yet, don't I?
Yes, and me. I was just waiting for you.
For me? Oh, are you booking with me, are you?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be good. Cool. So anyway, that's it for this week. Please buy your events for the BCFM Black Tie event. As I said, we'll make sure we put the details on the website.
Just visit bcfmradio.com for more information, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Next week it's Shout Out with an artistic bent, believe it or not. So, but for myself and the two radio wifeys, say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.